Welcome, my name is Jason Araki and I attend the Grace Communion International Church here in the beautiful islands of Fiji. I was born into a Christian family. My parents attended the Grace Communion International Church. Church was part of our weekly routine, but that was it. For me, it was just part of the routine. I would go to church on Sundays, however, I would feel disconnected. I knew of God, but never felt a real connection with Him. It was not until my early 20s, when I was in university, surrounded by a big group of friends. I had a family that really loved me. However, I felt like something was missing. I felt a void in my heart that just grew bigger and bigger. And as humans, we tend to try to fill this void. I tried to fill it with relationships, whether it be friends or more intimate relationships. I tried to fill it with alcohol, but these were temporary and not what I was looking for. It reached a point where I was down, feeling defeated, that this void would never be filled. A friend invited me to church one day, and I agreed to go with him. The sermon was based off John chapter 21, where the resurrected Christ had showed himself to his disciples near the sea. And he talks about how the disciples fished all night and could not catch any fish. Then Jesus arrived and they cast their nets on the other side and could not reel the catch in. And that resonated with me because that's exactly how I felt. I felt that I was fishing for things or searching for things to fill this void in my heart, but nothing was working. Then I decided that I would give this Jesus Christ a go. I decided that I would take my relationship with Him seriously and commit my relationship to Him. And my life has changed ever since. I was restored mentally and physically. I felt this joy that I'd never felt before. I started to see things from a kingdom's perspective. I felt that void go smaller and smaller until my heart was completely full. I think He gave me joy that I'd never felt before and peace through storms that came. I just am grateful to God for that encounter. A couple of months after this encounter, my dad started to get sick. With his sickness, it was very difficult for care. And I think that without this encounter with God or building my relationship with God beforehand, I would have not been able to care for him the way that I did. I'm just grateful for that. I think that God had changed my weekly routines, Sunday services, into something more meaningful, something I look forward to every week, where I feel restored and edified through His people and fellowship through His people. I am not perfect now, but I am at a place where I'm continuing to build this relationship with this amazing God that we serve. Thank you.